And now this is a dictation for Deborah, Deborah, Woodbury, Woodbury, June 25, 1953. Address as a letter to Dr. Anu Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, a follow-up for Mrs. Woodbury, chronic kidney disease. Underlying smoker COPD, peripheral vascular disease, prior endovascular repair of abdominal aortic aneurysm last visit in March. There has been weight loss, 1 to 2 meals a day plus snacking, no hospital visits, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, minor incontinence of stress and urgency, but no infection, cloudiness of blood or decreased volume, presently no edema or claudication symptoms. She does have some problems walking, standing, and steadiness, but no recent falling episode, no syncope, no chest pain palpitations, no increase of dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen, no gross orthopnea, PND, other review system is negative. She still is smoking like a pack per day. Some bruises of the skin, but no other sources of bleeding. She's exposed to Plaquenil, supposed to go to the eye doctor every year. There has been no prior damage from this medication. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Notice the clonidine Norvasc propranolol bicarbonate replacement. The exposure to Plaquenil. And she is on Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, every 2 weeks. Next paragraph, present weight 109, previously in March 116, blood pressure 120/70, COPD abnormalities, few cores from CAIS, left more than right base, appears regular, no pericardial rupture, no gross respiratory distress, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, I don't see gross edema or focal neurological deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from June with a creatinine of 1.64, which is baseline, for a GFR of 34, stage 3B, a normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis of 21, a normal albumin, calcium upper side at 10.3, glucose at 109, minor increase of AST, ALT, otherwise normal bilirubin alkaline phosphatase, no anemia, a normal white blood cell platelet, sedimentation rate at 28, considered normal less than 30, 1+ of protein in the urine, no blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. Slowly progressive over time. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or indication for dialysis. Next number. Blood pressure in the low side. Continue present regimen, not symptomatic, no syncope. Next number, liver cirrhosis. Next number, smoker COPD. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, including abdominal aortic aneurysm, endovascular repair, Next number. There has been a prior acute liver injury with positive anti-cardiolipin antibodies and beta microglobulin. She follows with Dr. Laynes, Laynes. She remains on Plaquenil. She has apparently a diagnosis of lupus and lupus anticoagulant. Continue to monitor in a regular basis. There are discussions about a colonoscopy, which I'm not opposing at all. Just avoid magnesium or phosphorus enemas. Otherwise, everything else can be used. That shouldn't cause any renal toxicity, a depressing level of kidney function. Also, it will be unlikely to cause significant volume overload. So if patient and family members are agreeable and there is an indication to proceed, I will not oppose. End of dictation.